2022 was a great year for physical media. Here are my best and favorite purchases of the year. Probably not everything, but it's most of things. Check it out. Okay, the year's over, guys. Been a great year for physical media. I want to give you guys some of my favorite steelbooks that I picked up this year. Starting off with Clerks 3. I had an unboxing video, but I think Clerks 3 is fantastic capper to the Clerks trilogy. This is a fantastic steelbook. Love the artwork. Love the smoke, the colors. It really fits the trilogy, so that's on the list. Next one is Top Gun Maverick. This is the lenticular steelbook from Walmart, so the magnet comes off. Little lenticular action. Great movie, probably my number one movie of the year. Heat 4K UHD is here, and I thought this was a fantastic transfer. Great steelbook, really evokes the feel of the movie, the blue tones, the grittiness of LA. And finally, Lawrence of Arabia. Now this came out with the Columbia Volume 1 4K box set, but this is a single 4K UHD release, and I love this steelbook. I think it's awesome. Still have the digital code in there, but yeah, let me know what you guys picked up for steelbooks, and let's move on to the next one. Wanted to give a little shout out to movies that came out this year that kind of got overlooked on 4K. The Northman. It was a fantastic movie. Beautiful 4K. Robert Eggers drugs the hell out of it. The Batman, Robert Pattinson. Solid entry. Solid take of the grittiness of Gotham. I think this one nailed Gotham. Can't wait to see what happens next. Elvis. Hey, baby. Elvis is here. Austin Butler gives performance. Career-defining performance as Elvis. Tom Hanks is interesting, to say the least. This 4K looks amazing, though. And Emily the Criminal. You've seen the review on the channel. If not, go check it out. But Emily the Criminal came under the radar for me. Cool Blu-ray release. Highly notable film to watch this year. 'Twas the week after Christmas, and what do I see? A package on my front door. Santa, who could that be? Is that you, Mr. Postman? Let me see. Got a package here from Vinegar Syndrome, so let's open her up. See what's in here. Final one of the year. This is a partner label order. And the first partner label order is from VHS Shitfest, which looks fitting. Satan's Menagerie, a horror film suitable for adults. So these films are remastered from the newly transferred from the original digital Betacam master, loaded with features. Five creatures of darkness come together for a one-of-a-kind gathering, their fates intertwined in the resurrection of a demon god. What kind of carnage will ensue when these children of night unite? Alright, looks like it's got some reversible artwork here. Looking forward to digging into this. This looks pretty out there, so that's one. Next one. Christmas movie called White Reindeer, one I haven't seen. This is released by Factory 25. Nice slipcover there. A film by Zach Clark. Suzanne, a successful realtor living in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. with her weatherman husband, Jeff, is on the top of the world as she prepares for Christmas, her favorite time of the year. Oh, alright. I'm going to go ahead and assume the White Reindeer is cocaine. Let's open it. Oh, nice. A little booklet there. This is cool. Cast commentary. Looks like reversible. Standard. We'll keep the cocaine tree out front. Check out this booklet. Oh, yeah. A lot of text. Looks like an interview, though. So, cool. Ray, check that out too. Look for a review on all of these at some point. And lastly, Eliza. So this stars Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu, French actor. I'm saying his name wrong. Apologize. But it's about his daughter, I believe. Let's see here. Let's find out what it's about. Vanessa Paradis stars as the alienated, angry Marie, living as a smart, elect teenager, street hustler, burdened by the rage brought upon by the suicide of her emotional and fragile mother. Marie's fury inspires her to track down and kill the man who abandoned her and her mother in the first place, her father Jacques, played by iconic French superstar Gerard Depardieu. All right, cool. So this is from Altered Innocence. And I looked at the trailer of this and it looked pretty freaking awesome. Love this artwork. So I'm excited to check this out. What's that? Pretty basic. Cool disc. Excited to check all these out. Thanks again, guys, for checking out the unboxing. Last one of the year. Hope you guys have a great new year and a awesome 2023. I want to give a shout out to Kino Lorber. They put out some great movies on 4K this year, and they continue. It looks like 2023 is going to be even a bigger year, but they started out with, you know, some movies like The Killing. Looks great. Did a review on this on the channel. The Great Escape, the classic film, ensemble film here. This looks better than ever on 4K. Sidney Poitier in the Heat of the Night, one I hadn't seen before. Looks great. Great movie. Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind. Now, this one I had seen, and it's been a favorite of mine. Glad to finally own it on physical media. And I have to say, watching it on 4K this year was the best experience of the film that I've had yet. It's a fantastic movie, and hopefully we'll do a review of this later on. All right, not Kino Lorber, but Shout Factory, The Fun House. I did this review with Tom, who was a guest. Thank you, Tom, for coming on. But Funhouse, great release by Shout Factory. Now for some cool under-the-radar Blu-rays. So the first one is... two of these I've done reviews on, but the first one, Heartbreakers, was an awesome discovery this year. Love this film. Did a review on the channel. Check it out on the on my channel. But also, this is an awesome Blu-ray from Fun City Editions. Another Fun City Editions is Cutter's Way. Jeff Bridges, John Hurt. Awesome movie, cool Blu-ray, another review I did on the channel, check that out. And my most obscure purchase of 2022 had to be The Corn Shucker by VHS Shitfest. This movie, to say the least, is a VHS master on Blu-ray, and judging by the cover, you know what you're signing up for, but do you? Did a review of this as well on the channel, so check those out. Alright, what's next? Okay, this is a big one. Box sets that I picked up that are notable. Vinegar Syndrome put out two of them that I have on my list here. First one is Roadhouse. Fantastic release by Vinegar Syndrome. Did an unboxing on the channel. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But I definitely recommend picking this up. Great release. And Thriller, A Cruel Picture, another one I hadn't seen. This is an exploitation film about a girl who gets basically kidnapped and drugged and then seeks revenge. Two cuts of the film. They call her One Eye and then Thriller, A Cruel Picture. This was a banned film for a while, and this is all on a 4K, again by Vinegar Syndrome, and it's just a fantastic release. A lot of special features, a lot of great stuff. So this basically, you know, these box sets and these new 4Ks, they're like mini film classes. It's awesome. Next one is a classic, Casablanca. Had to get this one. This is the Casablanca. Had to get this one. This is the Steelbook box set. So let's check it out. Did an unboxing earlier on the channel, but this is a quick overview of it. And it comes with some really cool packaging. Again, you know, you're getting your money's worth with all this poster, different prints and lobby cards. It's just, if you're a fan of Casablanca, this is definitely the set. And Casablanca is one of those films that took me a while to get into, but I definitely appreciate it every time I watch it. And this 4K, stunning. Absolutely stunning. And the last box set that I picked up. Tenebrae. Dario Argento's Tenebrae is another one I picked up. Did a review on with Tom. Great packaging. This is the Synapse Films release. You get the booklet, poster, and the disc on 4K. This movie's never looked better. Highly recommend. And that'll do it for my best of 2022. Looking forward to 2023. What did you guys pick up this year? What have been your favorites? What did I miss? Let me know below in the comments. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.